Hello?
Hello, is Marcus there?
Who's calling?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not telling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
No, 100% I'm a vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I ask your age?
64.
Okay, thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote this year. And you can use a number between 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
No, I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I approve.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly?
No, strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, here are some issues facing the country and your communities that others say that are important in deciding how they vote for president. For each, please rate your on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you. You can use a 10 again if it's the most important for you, and 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important for you in deciding how you are going to vote. Remember, you can use a number from 0 to 10. So the first issue is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you so much. Next one, the Israel and Gaza war.
I say 7.
Thank you so much. Next one, ensuring our borders are secure and stopping the flow of illegal immigration.
Yeah. I get that at 8.
Thank you. Next one, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
I get that at 8.
Thank you. And next issue, working to lower and cancel student debt.
Number 10.
Thank you so much. Okay, and how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? The options are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all.
Very worried.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe and are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to for the American African-American community right now? You can use you can choose up to 2. So the options are the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to social safety nets like Social Security and Medicare, rising crime and violence, continuing the policies of Joe Biden, stagnant ways of rising costs, extreme politicians rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of economy opportunity and jobs in our community, a lack of quality education opportunities. All Donald Trump getting elected as president again.
Donald Trump getting elected as president again, and white supremacy.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale to from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you are very cold. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you can use any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard about this person or organization, you can let me know. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
I feel warm against her.
Okay. In this case, we have to, well, you will tell me from 0 to 100 how warm you feel towards her.
I'll say 100.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you so much. Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. Next one, Mandela Barnes.
Who? Mandela Barnes.
Mandela, yes, correct.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. Next one, Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100.
Thank you so much. Next one, the Democratic Party.
100.
Thank you. Next one, Black Lives Matter.
100.
Thank you. And last one, the Republican Party.
0.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote? If you're undecided, please let me know.
What do you say? Which one would I pick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you recently seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? The options are yes, a lot, yes, some,
yes,
only a
yes,
little,
a lot.
Or nothing at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
yes,
you so
a lot.
Much. Thank you. Next one. Has what you've been seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Okay. Would you say somewhat more favorable or much more?
Much more.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to review a list of characteristics or values that others have used to describe President Biden. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how much you agree that with this description. Use a 10 if you strongly agree with that value, a 5 if you somewhat agree, or a 0 if you don't agree at all with this, if it describes Biden at all. You can use a number between 0 to 10. So the first one says, has the right approach to lowering healthcare costs.
Lowering healthcare costs?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Has the right approach to lowering healthcare costs.
Yeah, I give him a 10 on that.
Thank you so much. Next one, fights to defend our democracy.
Yeah, 10 on that.
Thank you. Next one, will stand up to racism and discrimination.
Yeah, I give him a 10 on that.
Thank you. Next one, has the right approach to lowering inflation and cost.
Yeah, I give him a 10 on that.
Thank you so much. And next one, he is getting things done.
Yeah, he's getting things done. I give him a 10 on that.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A. I'm going to read two statements. Candidate A says that if elected, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to ride elections, stop banning books and slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. That is candidate A. I'm going to read candidate B. Candidate B says that if elected, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair shares in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs to grow the economy. So, all other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote, or candidate B, who is focused on jobs and affordability?
That's a hard one. I'm going to go with candidate B.
Okay. And would you say somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I want to read some of the things that Joe Biden has accomplished in his first term in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is for you. The options are very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not important at all. So the first one says... It says cap out-of-pocket Medicare cost and $2,000 per year and cap the price of in insulin in a $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid recipients.
Yeah, that's very much.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Created an infrastructure law, which is expanded broadband to low-income communities, eliminating lead pipes, and providing clean drinking waters across the country.
Yeah, very much.
Thank you. Next one, ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal law enforcement officers.
Yeah, very much.
Thank you. Next one. Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position.
Yeah, very much.
Thank you. Invested $50 million to stabilize the childcare industry and keep childcare centers open.
Yeah, very much.
Thank you. Invested nearly $6 billion, a record amount, to support and modernize and aid students at historically black college and universities.
Yeah, very much.
Thank you. And last statement. Today, more Americans have health insurance than under any previous president. And thanks to legislation Biden signed, millions of Americans are saving an average of $800 a year on premiums.
Yeah, very much.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, there are just a couple of questions to go. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
For Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their opinion. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Again, when 0 means you are not motivated at all and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of sites and apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. The first one, Apple News, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Twitter?
No.
Thank you. YouTube?
Yes.
Thank you. TikTok?
Nope.
Thank you. Facebook?
Yes.
Thank you. And Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Well, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
The last year?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Oh, it can be from, for example, from 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate. Okay. Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Okay. That's what do I got to do with this?
Oh, just for statistical purposes only. But it's okay if you would like to keep that for
that.
You. Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years old of age or younger living in your household? Okay, no worries. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.